from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was the voice of Alex Van Pelt. This is WEEI Afternoons. I'm Art Ken. That's Andy Hart. We're with you here until not 6 o'clock today. We're getting out a little early for Red Sox baseball. They're in Detroit, taking on the Tigers, Tanner Houck on the mound, et cetera. We'll get to all that. But that was Alex Van Pelt, and that was from about a week ago, I want to say, maybe like 4 or 5 days ago, earlier on in the week, or maybe last week.
Last week, yeah.
And it was him talking about the quarterback being the hardest position to play in sports and the merits of starting a rookie versus going with the veteran. Now, we've sort of known all along, based on what Gerard Mayo said, that the decision, and most offensive decisions, are going to be on Alex Van Pelt and his brain trust, which is McAdoo and, you know, the rest of those guys there on the coaching staff. Hearing him say that now and talking about how QB is the hardest position in sports, I just happened to find that quote when I was going through some sound, and it had me wondering, and I know you think this is a stupid question, Andy, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What if Brissett goes out there and plays? He's not very good. They go to Drake May. He comes in, and he's not any better. If that's the case, and I know you don't think that's possible, I think it is, first of all. I think it's possible that if you put Drake May out there with this offense, that it's not really going to matter if it's him, if it's Mac Jones, if it's Bailey Zappi, if it's Jacoby Brissett. It's just going to be one big bag of suck no matter who the quarterback is. I think that there's a possibility that you could see that this year. I'm not putting money on it. I'm just saying I think it's possible. If that's the case, if Drake May comes in and the product that we're watching on the field isn't particularly better or noticeably better than it was with Jacoby Brissett, isn't that just as damaging as putting him out there to start the year and having him go through the ups and downs of a rookie in the NFL? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be equally damaging to see, oh, well, all right, here comes the savior. Here comes Drake May. He's going to come in here and show us how it's done and show you what a rookie, a good quarterback's supposed to look like, and he can't do it. Isn't that, would that be equally damaging or even more damaging?
Now you're on my side of the street.
Right.
Hashtag play Drake. Like, yes, if he stinks then, he stinks now, he stinks next year. He's going to stink. Find out if he stinks. I don't think they think he stinks, and I also don't think they think he's necessarily breakable, the term that everybody wants to use. You're going to break him somehow. I wish there was a study on that, just like these guys that supposedly broke. Did they, you know, the Jake Lockers and the whoever you want to put, first-round picks.
Jake Locker was a redshirt, right? Like, he didn't play at all his rookie year.
So did they break him, or did he suck?
I mean, he didn't. He wasn't good after that.
Right.
And who was he? Was he behind McNair?
Don't think so.
No, he was behind Matt Hasselbeck.
I think McNair was dead by then.
I think he probably was. Anyway, that was Matt Hasselbeck, 2011. I forget when that happened with McNair. But he also went to the Ravens afterwards anyway, so he wasn't even with the Titans probably at that time, if he was still with us. But
I don't think he was. We should probably move on. Let's go ahead.
Veteran Matt Hasselbeck, who went 9-7 that year, did not have a good year, 3,571 yards, 18 touchdowns, 14 picks, and Jake Locker, I think, got into 5 games, didn't start any games, and then ended up being one of the worst QBs in Titans history for the next 2 years after
that. Did he not get in because they didn't want to break him, or did he not get in because they realized he's not very good?
Probably that.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes redshirted, too.
I don't want to hear any of the teams that have good quarterbacks.
Okay, but I'm just saying, in terms of not starting somebody their rookie year, not giving them any starts,
if they had started him,
there's a wide spectrum between Jake Locker and Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so if they had started Patrick Mahomes' rookie year, you think they would have broken him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think they heard Jones say this a bunch. I think they could have won another Super Bowl.
So the timing is irrelevant.
Yes.
The situation is irrelevant. What is relevant is, did you pick the right guy? Is he a dude, as people like to say in this world? Is he him? Because if he's not him, and you wait to year 2, you know what he's going to do? Suck. Hmm. And if he is him and you put him in too soon, you know what he's going to do? Succeed. It's about the makeup of the player and your read on him. So that's the one thing I would say. If you want to be a real cynical fan, because we get people on the text line that are really anti-Drake May. There were a bunch of them yesterday that I was reading that he sucks. You'll be picking a new quarterback in 2 years, the whole thing. And you may be right.
That's a good impression of what I think the text line sounds like. Yeah.
And you may be right, but I don't think that has anything to do with playing time. And if I were you, if I were a hater, I'm going to call those people haters because I feel like you're haters. If I were a hater and I saw the Patriots not starting Drake May right now, I would take that as a, I'm right. They're already worried. Like, I think you can read it because I think most of these people that stunk, it wasn't the timing that made them stink. It was their ability.
Right.
Their makeup, mental and physical. We've talked a lot about that because I do think those are two factors in the development. But it's not about the timing in my mind. It's about, are you the right one or the wrong one?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes was always going to be right. Right?
Sure.
Peyton Manning was always going to be
right. But he was also playing behind a Pro Bowler, and that team was good at the time. So it's not like the Chiefs were some bottom-feeding team.
He would have shown you, just like Joe Burrow showed you and Peyton Manning showed you.
I think the environment does matter.
You think Ryan Leaf would have been good if he had waited a year?
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't think, but Ryan Leaf was a whole different thing. But like,
No. He's the whole thing. The whole package of him was going to fail. Johnny Manziel, the whole package was going to fail, right?
What about Mac Jones?
What about him?
Well, Mac Jones was successful his rookie year and then failed when a bunch of decisions got made.
You handled him a certain way. I think he was going to break no matter what. You know what I think?
What about Tua then?
What about him?
Tua, start of the year, he got benched. It looked like he was broken, and now he's one of the, every year he has a million yards.
He won games as a rookie.
Yeah, he did, but he showed that he
could
get benched.
He wasn't a disaster. Well, that's because their coach hated him or whatever the hell was going on between Brian Flores and Tua.
Sure, but I think after that rookie year, people were looking at Tua like, this guy could end up being the next Josh Rosen or something.
Okay, so that's another good point. You thought he was broken. Is he broken?
No.
He just got paid $212 million.
Right, because of the environment. If he stayed with Brian Flores, I think he would have been broken. I don't think he would have had this miraculous comeback.
Oh.
That was because of his environment.
That I agree with.
Yes.
If you play Drake May this year and then next year say, by the way, Drake, we didn't draft anybody and we didn't sign anybody. Roll it back out there with Vedarian Lowe and Demario Douglas as your number one. Do I think eventually Drake May might snap and break and not be good?
And by the way, Dante Hightower is going to be your offensive coordinator.
Right,
What do you think about that?
But I'm just saying, like, they put together an NFL team this year.
Yeah.
Not a good one. But they have an NFL team. There's an offensive coach coaching offense.
We'll
There's receivers. And right? And they're going to try to get better next year. If they don't do anything to attempt to get better, do I think eventually Drake May could lose his mind and not be good? All of that. Yes. Because you have to invest. Like, obviously, Peyton Manning had... Did he have Marshall? Yeah, he had Marshall Faulk, right? Early in the...
I believe he did. That sounds right.
And then he gets Marvin Harrison, and he gets Reggie Wayne, and he makes the best out of the tight ends, the whole thing. He had talent around him. Don't tell me he didn't have talent around him.
The Colts were bad, though. I mean, they were bad before they got him.
Yeah, that's why he was the number one pick.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not like they had some good team
talent
and they dropped
around him.
Mahomes came to a team that was a playoff team.
My point is, if they drafted Peyton Manning and didn't draft any talent around him, didn't have any good players around him, would he have been as good? No, he wouldn't have been as good. But put Drake May in and then start the process of putting talent around him.
Harrison was already on the team. Faulk was already on the team. And then after that, it was not great. Jerome Paython, Torrance Small, Ken Dilger, Marcus Pollard was the tight end. Like, they didn't have a lot after that, but yeah.
I think it's, people try to make it about more than it is. Mm. I agree with Alex Van Pelt. Toughest position in all of sports, which is why the hardest part, in my opinion, happened already. You picked him.
Yep.
Now, you might be wrong. The hardest part might be coming again in 2 years when you try to pick another one.
Next year when you pick Shedeur Sanders.
We're not doing that.
Why not?
Because I don't want him.
How do you know?
I know I don't want him.
How do you know they're not doing it, though?
You think there's a shot in Hades?
I mean, if May is really bad, like if he ends up playing and it looks like he's totally
Cardinals
overwhelmed.
Yeah. Pull the plug right away, trade May for a fourth-round pick.
The Cardinals, if they had stuck with Josh Rosen, I mean, listen, they're not in great shape right now, but that was the right move to do what they did.
Oh, sure.
To move on from Rosen and draft Kyler Murray. I mean, that ended up being the right move.
Now they have the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion.
It's better than having the worst quarterback in the NFL, which is what Rosen probably would have been.
Is it now?
I think it is.
I think having a $200 million bad quarterback is actually worse than having a crappy quarterback you can just easily, quickly move on from.
Well, Maybe you're right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jackson Burns, first of all, is going to tell you what's trending. And Brandon Ayuk staying in San Francisco despite their very high taxes, Bill Belichick. We'll get into that and another ESPN list of all the X factors in the league. We'll get to all that right after Jackson tells you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.